Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
As a man, finding a truly great pair of pants can feel impossible. Some wrinkle the moment you sit down. Others look fine but don't travel well, don't move well, or completely lose their shape throughout the day. When you're flying, commuting, or packing light, most pants just aren't built for real life.
That's why there's Jack Archer. JackArcher.com makes the Jet Setter Tech Pant designed to be the one pair of pants you actually need. Comfortable enough for travel, polished enough for work, and versatile enough for wherever the day takes you. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. With flexible stretch, customizable fit options, and thousands of five-star reviews, these are the pants you'll reach for every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order using code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
America leads the world in medicine development. It matters. We get new medicines first, nearly 3 years faster. 5 million Americans go to work because we make medicines here at home. And not relying on other countries keeps us safe. But China is racing to overtake us. Will we let them, or will we choose to stay ahead? When America leads, America cures. Let's tell Washington to keep us in the lead.
Learn how at AmericaCures.com. Paid for by Pharma.
Can't get enough of The Fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, welcome into the podcast on a Wednesday, April 15th. This is episode 5,417. What up, Al?
Oh, hi there, Jerry. So, I was, I had this topic that I had actually contemplated sending to a couple of people that I watch on YouTube.
Because, how to remove anal warts?
No, but if you have an idea, that would be, if you could let me know.
I don't.
That would be great.
Okay.
Now, I see so many different videos on YouTube from various influencers that talk all about the economy, right? And they talk about like, oh, all these companies are laying people off because all they care about, Jerry, is the bottom line.
Yeah, and profits.
And profits and stock price.
Mm-hmm.
But all of us who are eventually going to retire, if you invest in the stock market, you need them to do that in order for
to keep the stock market up.
Yeah.
Sure.
So it's a weird thing. So the same people that are telling you that you need to invest for your future because you want to be able to earn more than just like what a savings account would pay, because that's not going to keep up with inflation. You have to be in the stock market. Those same people on YouTube are yelling that companies keep laying people off and all they care about is the bottom line. But we need them to, in some ways, we need them to lay people off and keep the bottom line moving, because that's the way our retirements are.
Yeah, I suppose. This leads you into a conversation about the stock market, which I simply don't understand.
Yeah.
I think most people, from all these things I've watched, and I've become a part of it too, do a lot of investing in the S&P 500, which is supposed to be the top 50 performing stocks in the U.S.
Or top 500.
I'm sorry, top 500. So that when some struggle, they replace it with the next one that's doing better. Like, if I'm just putting it out there, making this up, but if Coca-Cola is in the S&P 500 and they have a hideous year and their stock price tanks, they get replaced.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But that's how I always understood it. That's the idea of you're investing in the top 500 stocks in terms of how they perform, which is why over the last 100 years, even in bad times, the S&P 500 proves to be the best investment that you can have. Again, maybe I'm watching and comprehending all this wrong, but that's how I understand it. Now, in terms of the companies doing what's right, yeah, I mean, they are doing it for the shareholders, because the shareholders are the ones that basically fund the product or the company, and they're in it to make money. That said, now you can go to a conversation of, well, why does the CEO get a bonus of $28 million when the guy making $66,000 gets fired because the stock price is down a point?
Yeah, that you know what? You're right. That's the one part, the CEO
pigs.
Paychecks.
Like, honestly, pigs.
Yeah. And I don't understand how they allow that, or how that's justified.
Because the stockholders are getting paid and they don't care. That's how.
But wouldn't the stock be higher if the CEO wasn't making all that
Let's
kind of
dumb
money?
It down to football.
All right.
Roger Goodell. He's the CEO. Roger Goodell makes $60 million a year. There are people in the NFL that lose their jobs, low-level people. NFL Films had cuts. NFL
right.
Network had cuts. The people that are the shareholders of the NFL essentially are the owners. You think the owners give a damn about the guy making $70,000 a year that's going to get fired?
No.
They're making more money than that CEO is. Why? Because he's running a very efficient company that's turning a huge profit. So the CEO of corporate company X is making a lot of money. The shareholders don't care how they're making the money, because it's making them more money, and they don't care about the faceless employee that got fired.
But if the CEO wasn't making as much money, wouldn't the stock make more money? I don't know.
Good question. Where's Guy Adami?
Yeah.
Because I guess those bonuses are paid out due to how the company does. It's, you know, what can I tell you? It's so confusing to me in a lot of different ways. And I always wonder, and I've said this to you before we've had this discussion, I always wonder how we would be if we were that CEO. Like, it's very easy to throw stones in glass houses. I understand that. I genuinely, though, do not believe if I had more money than God himself and I was taking these bonuses, I don't know that I could go to sleep at night knowing I just fired 10 people making $100,000 a year, and it means so much to them in terms of their daily life. Whereas if I gave up, I don't know, $3 million of that $28 million, it matters at all.
Yeah.
What does it mean to them?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't understand. That's what we talk about it in sports all the time. Like, if you're having a really good time where you live and you're playing for this team and they compete for a championship every year and you're making $30 million and the Loserville team comes knocking on your door for $35 million, you go there. Why?
I'm with you. I'll never understand it.
For the extra $5 million, but you already have $30
million. Right. Yet the person making $125,000, if he gets to $200,000, that's a big change in his life.
Yeah.
Guy going from 30 to 35, I don't even think he notices.
I wouldn't think so.
It's monopoly money at that point.
But I also don't understand, like, why in order for the company stock to go up, they have to constantly be making
growing.
Yeah, constantly be growing. Like, why isn't it like if you made $100 million as a company last year, and you make $100 million this year.
To me, that'd be pretty steady.
Yeah, I think that they would think that's good.
I guess if you're not growing, you're dying, they say.
Yeah.
Like, I understand if you're a company that makes $100 million a year in 2025, and in 2026, you make $44 million. That's still pretty good, but whoa, why did the profits drop so sharply? I understand concern there for sure. But if you're a company that makes $100 million a year, and in 2026 you make 99.2, that's going to affect the stock price. I'd be more concerned than what happens in 2027 before I panicked and changed the stock price.
Yeah.
Or, you know, or how the stock price gets affected, I would say. There's got to be some more level of, I don't know, sanity around this stuff.
It is weird that we, for most people, your entire retirement is based on the stock market.
Mm-hmm.
And yet we don't take any classes about the stock market.
No.
Or anything like that.
Well, so it's funny you bring that up. So a really good friend of mine who is, I guess he's kind of retired. He's my age. I grew up with him. He has brought to my old high school an investing course that he is going to do for free. And I guess the first 30 that sign up can do it. And he wants to teach high school kids about investing and about the stock market. And I don't understand why. We've talked about this too. Like, I'm not saying learning about history and all these things aren't important. They are. There is a baseline of knowledge every kid should have when they go to school. 100%. But making them take 4 years of French when you could replace that with whether it's balancing a checkbook, understanding utilities, what are mortgages and how do you apply for them? How do you shop them? You know, what's the best way to finance or lease a car? The difference, what works for you, what doesn't? What does miles per gallon mean when you're thinking about buying a car and how much is your gas bill, your gasoline bill going to be every month? Like, those are everyday practical things that I think need to be applied and should be taught at the high school level, and they aren't. Now, maybe they are in some schools, but at least in a lot of them in my area, I don't think they are.
Yeah, like instead of taking algebra, we should take stock market.
Right. I couldn't agree with you more. It's so much more practical.
What's weird, too, is like I remember in high school, if you took, like you were to take, you're supposed to take algebra. And I remember when I was setting up my schedule, my guidance counselor must have thought I was not the brightest. My guidance counselor told me to take Algebra 1 Part A. So instead of, so what other kids were taking for 1 year,
mm-hmm.
I was taking in 2 years, Part mm-hmm. A and then Part B.
Right.
And I remember the really, what was looked at as the dumb kids, they took business math, which was probably very practical math, which we all probably should have been taking, which was, I believe, balancing checkbooks, things you would need to know if you're running a business. I'm buying this much stuff. I need to sell it at this much to make a profit. But we put the quote-unquote dumb kids into that, and the smart kids took geometry and algebra and trigonometry.
I'm 52. Why?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, what in the living hell did I have to take, I am very good at math. I mean, not to pat myself on the back, but that's one thing I never really struggled with for whatever reason. Math and American history, I really did enjoy. World history, I honestly didn't care all that much.
Spring Black Friday is on at the Home Depot. Save on grills and patio sets that will be sure to bring your hosting game up a notch. Fire up your feast with help from the Home Depot and save on grills. Like the Next Grill 4-Burner Propane Gas Grill was $249, now in special buy for $199. Or give everyone the best seat in the yard with the Hampton Bay Mayfield Park 4-Piece Conversation Set for only $399. Save on grills and patio sets with low prices guaranteed during Spring Black Friday only at the Home Depot. Now through April 22nd, while supplies last. Exclusions apply. See homedepot.com/pricematch for details.
Here's another one, like the Roman times, going back five, who gives a crap? I would think it's more beneficial to a 15-year-old to teach all the things we just talked about rather than what happened in 230 AD. How is that useful?
Yeah, that is not useful.
And you can make the case, I don't know the trigonometry is ever something that's mandatory. So I think it's fine to have it if you've got kids that want to go that route. But applying it to like everyday life, I mean, give me examples. Algebra, I can make the case. I mean, you're figuring out different ways. It's basic algebra, that is. Once you get a little advanced, it's stupid if you're not really into it. But there's so many different courses they make you take that, to me, just don't make sense as I've looked back.
Yeah. Even all those years when I was going to college, I worked in the pharmacy at JFK Hospital. And I was in there with all the Rutgers pharmacy students.
Okay.
So it was all Rutgers pharmacy students and me who wanted to be on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really good at being a pharmacy technician, very good at it. And all the pharmacists would say, why don't you go, you should go become a pharmacist. I was like, I could never get through these crazy chemistry classes I would have had to take at Rutgers pharmacy. But the reality was, once you became a pharmacist, you were reading a doctor's order and putting those pills into a bottle with a label on them. It wasn't a compounding pharmacy. Where
you weren't the one making the drugs.
You weren't making the drugs. So right. I was like, I would do this.
Yeah.
But
I got to do that to get to here.
Yeah,
huh.
and it doesn't apply to...
It's a big roadblock.
Yeah, it was a big roadblock for me.
Yeah. Like, I understand being a doctor. Like, those 6 years or 8 years of school, like, I do understand that.
Yeah.
Because you've got to learn a crap ton. Then you've got to have some practical experience. Then you've got to go actually be the working intern. I totally get that. Like, there are certain fields that do take time, and it does take studying. But then there's other fields. It's really learned by doing in a lot of cases.
So we would need a class where there's one class you take 1 year about the stock market. There's another class you take about balancing checkbooks,
so this was,
budgets.
This was an idea I had with you, I thought, about a YouTube channel. Just practical living.
Practical living advice.
And I'm sure people have done it. But I figure with our audience, maybe we, I don't know, filters down to some teens and kids that are 15, 16, 17 that are curious.
Yeah. Do you remember your parents teaching you that stuff?
I remember having conversations with my dad. Never the stock market.
Yeah.
My dad was never really into the stock market too much. But I would say my mom taught me the checkbook. I do remember that. My dad taught me about loans. Specifically, my first car, as I've told you, was a 19. I was in 90 and 91. I bought it. I was driving. Yeah, I got my license in 92. So I got my car about 3 or 4 months before I got my license. I bought my car. It was an 88 Camaro. So the deal my parents had with me and my brother and my sister was whatever money I saved, they would match. And I could do whatever I wanted with it in terms of buying a car. So I remember I had saved $6,000, but I didn't want to use all of it. So I brought to them $4,000. So they matched my four with four. And I bought a Camaro for about $7,200, I believe it was. And I remember my dad saying, all right, so we can do a couple of things because I was working. He's like, we can just buy the car, or if you want to find... I remember him going over how financing worked, and I ultimately just bought the car with the money we had. That was one conversation. I remember sitting at the kitchen table with him explaining to me how the interest works, and he was talking circles in my head, but that was the first conversation I had about it.
Yeah. Yeah, so we would definitely do that for a class. Budgeting, like you said, like, do you... buy a car, lease a car, make payments on a car, rent a house, buy a house.
Yeah, the real expenses. What does it really cost? So my son's 21. He'll be 22 in October this year. And he's talking to a friend of his about renting a house. You know, he's right on the fence right now about, he's going to go to Rutgers in September. He's on the fence about living there or living home and commuting or getting a house with his friend and commuting somewhere in between where we live in Rutgers. Renting a house or a townhouse with his buddy. And I'm like, all good. I'm like, number one, you rent a townhouse with your buddy, I'm out. I'm not giving you a dime. That's all good, but that's on you. Obviously, if you stay at Rutgers, that's different, you know, whatever. And he's like, well, it's not going to cost that much to get a town. I'm like, do you have any idea what you're like? When you say that, what does that mean? Well, we see what rent is. I'm like, okay. I'm like, you move out, you're paying for your cell phone bill. Like, that's all coming off my plan. I'm like, you move out, your car insurance, coming off my plan. I said, who's paying for the air conditioning in the summer? He's like, well, we'll split that. What's that, $100 a month? I'm like, excuse me? I said, air conditioning in the summer, your electric bill goes skyrocketing. I said, who's paying for the heat in the winter? Who's paying the water bill? And I started rattling off all these things. I'm like, you know, you got renter's insurance. How about, you know, the, what's it called when you got to give them extra?
A deposit.
Pay? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, do you guys have 3 months deposit cash you're going to give them? His head was spinning. Like, that's a lot. I'm like, I haven't gotten started yet, pal. I'm like, how you eating? You know, and I think it's eye-opening for a lot of people.
Yeah. Especially when you first do it. Because everything sounds like a great idea because you don't really take into account all of the hidden expenses or things you don't really think about.
For sure. No doubt.
Yeah.
That's the guy. What's his name? Oh, I forgot his name. I watch him all the time, too. The guy, I'll Teach You to Be a Millionaire. You see the guy, Indian-American guy? He's got books. Why am I blanking? Seth, I can't remember
his name.
Can't think of his name.
But I know him from you. I think you sent.
And he's the one, he's one of few that tells you, right? Again, every situation's different. He's the one that really believes renting is better than owning your home. And the market obviously plays into this. Right now, if you buy a home, good luck. I mean, it's really hard right now with the high house prices. But if you bought what me and you bought, we're sitting pretty right now. In the moment, it's worked out beautifully for us. But on a regular, normal market, he will sit there and go over all the hidden expenses. And if you really add them up, and his point is, and I'm kind of dealing with some of this stuff, your driveway needs to be redone. All right, you got $15,000 ready to go. You need a new roof. You got $20,000 set, or you're financing that. All of a sudden, your mortgage payment now just went up exponentially because now you're financing a $20,000 roof. Your deck is worn and torn. You need to put Trex decking in over the wood. You got $18,000 set aside for, and he starts to go all over, and it's really eye-opening. Now, for you and I, I'm dealing with all of that, but I also know as it sits right now, I'm good because the house is worth a ton more than when I bought it. But for someone that buys now and then you get hit with all of that stuff and you've got a big mortgage, it's a lot of money you're laying out.
But don't you always think that when you go and look to buy a house, it's always much more expensive at the time of purchase than you think it's going to be worth?
Sure, but how'd that work out for you in Basking Ridge?
I lost money on that. I was there 9 years.
Right. And I agree with you. I mean, we're all taught that it's the best investment. And long-term, it probably is. I'm not arguing that point at all because, quite frankly, we're in a great spot right now, the two of us. But when I bought my townhome, now I was only there for 4 years. We weren't there for nine. But I didn't lose money. I didn't make a dime on that sale.
Yeah.
Like 4 years, it made nothing. You know, so, and yet this house, we've been there 7 years and it's doubled. You know, you just don't know. So you talk about the way we started. Our life revolves around the stock market, something we have no control over. So does real estate.
Yeah, that's true too, right?
There's a lot of people that say that this real estate market is going to crash soon, 2009 style. So if that does happen, and it happens quick, let's just say, I'm not saying you, but let's say you bought a property for $500,000 and right now it's worth $1 million if you put it up for sale and you'd probably get it. Well, if that crash comes in August and you're still in your house, what happens if that house is now worth $490,000? That's like literally taking $500,000 and pissing on it.
Do not piss on my $500,000.
No, right or wrong.
Yeah.
You don't have that money. But your house
is counting on it. In your head, you have that money.
It's there on paper right now. But just like your 401k could take a crapper tomorrow. I don't think it's, you know what I'm saying. And we're so reliant on things out of our control.
Yes, that's the stuff that sucks.
Yeah.
Being reliant on things out of your control.
No doubt.
Real estate prices and your 401k or.
My wife and I right now, we've had very serious conversations over the last month. Over selling the house right now, just because of the uncertainty of what my younger son is going to do for college in 2 years, my older son likely moving out soon. Her mom kind of needs to move in with us soon. It would be beneficial for everybody. So what are we doing?
And what you could get for it right now.
Yeah. Or do I roll the dice, do some work, make the house better for her mom and for everybody, and then I might be moving in 2 years anyway, and the market tanks. I just pissed on $500,000.
I don't want to piss on $500,000.
No, I would vote against that.
Right.
I would say don't do that.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah.
But I don't want to move either. It's such a pain in the ass.
Yeah. Yeah, the stock market, man, that is just, I wish I knew even, and I watch a lot of videos and read a lot about it. I feel like I know a lot more now than I did.
Sure.
But I still don't, I still have no idea.
Could you explain it to people?
Probably not.
In layman's terms, could you at least very basically explain it?
I would say sort of like what you did as far as like the, here's the top 500 companies. You put your money in here, and over the long it'll work out.
Right.
But maybe it won't work out in the first year, or maybe it'll really work out in the first year.
Sure.
We don't know.
No, you don't.
But you just have to keep, you put money in steady with each paycheck. So some days when you're buying it, it's high. Some days when you're buying it, it's low. And
just keep buying.
Over time, it works out in your favor.
Yeah. It's the one thing I really wish I started when I was in my like 20s.
Yeah.
My younger son started, I had him start at 18. So he's 21 now. He's got a pretty good amount already put away because he's taken like 50% of his paycheck. And every week, I think, or every 2 weeks, he has 50% of his paycheck directly buying in. It's on automatic. And it's just, God,
it's hard to do for young people because one, you clearly are not making a lot of money.
Sure.
And two, you never think you're going to be 60 years old.
Well, that's true too. That's why I'm glad I got him to do it at 18. And the way I did, I showed him a graphic online. If you put this amount in now, not 60. I said, when you're 45, look what you'll have. His eyes up. I'm like, yeah, like that's 27 years of investing. You'll be in really good shape. Imagine what it'll be when you retire. And he's good. Like he's very smart.
Yeah.
Like with his money. And he's like, I can do that. And he didn't have a girlfriend at the time. He had no expenses. And he actually had a pretty good job. So anytime he got money, so he's been on auto pay every 2 weeks.
But he's probably interested in how that works.
He is.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, so, he's, I think he actually studies it.
Yeah, I think you got to make that for your kids something that seems interesting to look into and research. And
you're probably right about that.
And it also helps that if the stock market is on a roll at the time and they can actually see the money being made.
Very true.
Then it's good.
Yeah.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up program. We'll be back here tomorrow on a Thursday?
Yes.
On a Thursday, Jerry. Maybe the Mets get a win tonight. Maybe they don't. Probably not, but you never know.
I think they win. They're facing Ohtani, and it makes no sense.
Right.
None.
You're right. It makes no sense for them to put up like 8 runs in the first inning. Something stupid. All right, Jerry, warm-up next.
Draft season is here, and the Commanders are getting closer to decisions that could shape this roster for years.
Do they go get an impact playmaker? Do they finally fix the defense? This is how teams build it the right way.
That's what we're reporting every day.
I've been in that locker room. The type of players you bring in now changes what the team looks like on Sundays.
On B. Mitch and Finley, you get real reporting plus a former player's perspective.
Straight football talk, no hype.
Follow and listen to B. Mitch and Finley on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
April means draft month. Commanders rumors, mock drafts, and the big decisions all getting picked apart.
Will the Commanders go get another playmaker on offense or finally fix the defense?
The Caps are pushing for the playoffs, and every game suddenly feels like it matters.
And Nationals baseball is underway, too. Early signs, lineup questions, and who's starting to figure everything out?
We just say what we think every morning.
Follow the Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Owning a home is full of surprises. Some wonderful, some not so much. And when something breaks, it can feel like the whole day unravels. That's why HomeServe exists. For as little as $4.99 a month, you'll always have someone to call. A trusted professional ready to help, bringing peace of mind to 4.5 million homeowners nationwide. For plans starting at just $4.99 a month, go to HomeServe.com. That's HomeServe.com. Not available everywhere. Most plans range between $4.99 to $11.99 a month your first year. Terms apply on covered repairs.
Putting off replacing your window treatments because you think it's complicated? At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years proving it doesn't have to be. And today is your last chance to save big on Spring Black Friday deals. Whether you want to DIY it or have a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we've got you. Free samples, real design experts, and zero pressure. Just help when you need it. Shop up to 45% off with minimum purchase, plus get a free professional measure during the Blinds.com Spring Black Friday last chance sale. Rules and restrictions apply.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.